It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now.
Hey, good Saturday, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time around the clock, around the globe. We pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We have a special broadcast on today. If you've ever driven down Interstate 10 between Austin, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, near Kerrville, Texas, the home of Johnny Manziel, you have probably seen that gigantic 77-foot cross there on the hill. And we're going to be talking about the cross. And that is the Coming King Foundation that is there. A man by the name of Max Griner, an artist, developed that cross. And it's turned into an amazing place. So we're going to have... We're going to have a young lady by the name of Lueda Raschke, and she's going to be on today talking about the cross, how it got there, what is happening there, the miracles that are happening there at the cross. And so you don't want to miss this interview with Lueda Raschke and find out more about how you can go to this 77-foot cross and receive some ministry. It's going to be a great day. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. I want to welcome cities all across America and around the world that are praying with us today here on BPN Radio. Last week I had my friend Michael W. Smith, he was on with me, and we were talking about the movie that he and his son Tyler have provided the music score for. And he's also in the movie 90 Minutes in Heaven. Well, Gene and I went to see that yesterday. It is a marvelous story about Don Piper, a minister, and his 90 Minutes in Heaven, and all of the difficulties that surrounded his life for many months. And the book, by the way, has sold 7 million copies. So if you haven't seen 90 Minutes in Heaven, you need to go out and see it and see the wonderful work that my friend Michael W. Smith has done there. Tomorrow, I want to remind you that on the broadcast, we're going to have a Dan Kraft who is leading a soul-winning effort at Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas. My pastor, Bob Nichols, who's been there for 51 years. They started 3 years ago tomorrow, going out soul-winning 5 days a week, and they now have won over 90,000 people to Jesus, over 90,000. And I've got an interview with him tomorrow as they celebrate their third year, their third anniversary of soul winning, probably one of the best-kept secrets in America. I love being on BPN Radio because we talk about these things that are happening. I would like to remind you that on Monday, I'll have one of my spiritual sons on as he talks about how to start over again. I mean, he lost his son, teenage son, in an automobile accident, lost his wife, lost his home, lost his church, and seemingly lost everything, but he's starting over again. He tells the story. It's going to be remarkable. And so we'll be talking about these things, praying for you, because I believe that we all need a word of encouragement from time to time. So I'm so excited about today's broadcast with Lueda Raschke, who's also a singer. We're going to be playing a couple of her songs here on this Saturday broadcast. But first, I would just like to pray right now. Father, we just come boldly into your presence today here on BPN Radio. And I just pray that you would anoint this broadcast today. May people that are listening to this broadcast, either on their computer, their smartphone, or maybe a little transistor where they can listen to their car radio, whatever it may be, I just pray that you would reach out and touch them. And today's going to be a wonderful day concerning the cross and concerning the ministry there in Kerrville, Texas. We know the cross, by the way, is empty, but the wonderful ministry that is happening there at the Coming King Foundation, the cross there on the hill in Kerrville, Texas. We pray that you would anoint, in Jesus' name, this broadcast. Give us ears to hear, spiritual ears to hear, eyes to see, spiritual eyes to see, and a heart to receive. Lord, we need you, and we know that the central theme of the gospel is the cross. And we are thankful for the cross. We're thankful for the message of the cross. And we are thankful for those people that are listening today here on BPN Radio. You know, several years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I went to a place near Kerrville, Texas, to a minister, and a man by the name of Max Griner said, "I'd like to show you our ministry location here." And he took me to the cross, a 77-foot cross that can be seen for miles around, particularly those who are driving down Interstate 10. And he took me to the Coming Foundation, to the sculptures there, in addition to the cross. He gave me the story, and I was just amazed. I knelt there at the cross, and it was a moving experience, amazing experience. One of the board members, one of the ladies that is a part of that ministry, is on with us today, and they dedicated a new sculpture, and she's going to talk to us about it. So I intended to have her on last week, but somehow we had a miscommunication. But I always declare it's late, but it's never too late. So, Luanda, Lueda Raschke is going to be on today, and she's going to sing, and then we're going to have her talk on the broadcast and tell us the story of what's happening. So here is Lueda Raschke to sing, and then we'll be talking to her on the phone. Okay, it's great to have here on BPN Radio today, this weekend, a person that has a lot to say concerning a cross that many of you have seen driving down Interstate 10, going toward San Antonio or going toward Austin, but near Kerrville, Texas. And it's my privilege today to have a person that is very involved in this this ministry. In fact, the founder, Max Greiner, took me on tour of the cross. It was just an amazing, amazing thing that really, really transformed my life. So it's good to have today on the broadcast Lueda Raske, who is a licensed and ordained minister, a worship leader, recording artist, songwriter, television evangelist, motivational speaker, and much more. And God has given her many talents and masses through ministry, such as church conferences, Aglow, Women's Aglow International, and other ministries. And so we're talking today about the Coming King Foundation, radio, television, broadcasting, and various concert venues, and Lueda delights in seeing people transformed in God's presence. She's also a vital part of this ministry that thousands and thousands of people have seen there on Interstate 10. They see this big cross. Many people stop, but some people just look at it and go. By. I know that Max Greiner had a tremendous spiritual battle get this cross up. So, Lueda, it's good to have you today, and you can add anything you want to about your own ministry and about your involvement in this ministry, and tell us about the cross.
Yes, sir. It is such an honor to be on your program this morning. I've been listening to it all morning, and it's such a blessing, and you're just doing a wonderful work for the Lord and blessing many people. I am honored to be a part of the Coming King Foundation. I'm on the Board of Trustees as well as the Executive Committee, and it is my honor to be a part of what God is doing. God is doing some amazing things on that mountain, the Coming King Sculpture Garden in Kerrville, Texas.
Absolutely. Tell me how it started.
Well, 14 years ago, God gave Max a vision about raising up a last day's spiritual tabernacle. And that's out of Amos chapter 9, which says, on that day, I'll raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down into a pair of damages, and I'll raise up its ruins, rebuild it as the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the Gentiles who are called by my name. So the Lord gave him that scripture, and then one more out of Amos. It says, now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and nations shall flow to it. many people shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. So God began to deal with Max about having this amazing sculpture garden. And, of course, Max Gleiner is a designer, a sculptor artist. He's just got so many giftings and talents, and he is an evangelist. And he actually sculpted and created a 77.7-foot Corinthian blood red steel empty cross. I mean, we see lots of crosses that are empty, but this is empty because, Brother Dale, it symbolizes that Jesus is no longer on that cross. He died, and he went in the grave, but he arose and is at the right hand of the Father. And because of him, we have resurrection hope, you know, and salvation. So he had this vision. But how many of you know that sometimes the devil will fight against a vision, especially if it's going to mean souls to be saved? Mm-hmm. And so it was a 14-year-long process of getting that cross erected and the prayer garden built.
That is amazing. 14 years.
And yes, sir.
So maybe you could give me two or three of the challenges that he faced trying to build this cross on this mountain. Mm-hmm. And to let people know that Jesus did die for them, and the amazing things that surround that cross. So what I know that there were many challenges, and maybe you'd just like to tell about a few of the challenges that he had.
Yes, sir. There was actually an atheist group that rose up and did not want a cross on a mountain overlooking Kerrville. They were so offended. You know, sometimes the cross is an offense to people that do not know the Lord.
Yeah.
And they were so offended that mm-hmm. they started these lawsuits, Brother Dale, that cost millions of dollars, that went on for years, these legal battles. Mm-hmm. And one of the great things, neat stories that I love about Max and Sherry Gleiner is about Sherry. You know, they drained all of their life savings and because they believed in the vision and the calling that God had given them. And they knew that God was going to bring many souls into the kingdom of God through that prayer garden and that last day's tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
So they were just about out of money. And here was another court case. And I love the fact that Sherry said to Max, she said, Max, he said, well, honey, what do we do? What do we do? She said, give it all, every penny for the vision. And that's the kind of commitment that they had to the vision that God had given them, and they gave it all. But God began to raise up other people to support and stand in the gap so that they could fight these legal battles and won. But 14 years and draining the money that could have been used for God's glory to build this park, was used to battle that. But you know, God won the day, and the park is absolutely stunning and amazing, and powerful things are happening up there. You know, the garden itself, just the land, was $500,000 that they were needing to buy this. They were short, and so they needed that money. And God sovereignly spoke to a man and was going to give the money, but then for something about his estate and children and everything, he was going to back out. And this gentleman was praying, and he was asking the Holy Spirit for a fleece, and because he had promised Max that he would purchase the land and give it to the nonprofit foundation, and so the garden would be built on the site. But he prayed and he asked for a fleece. He said, Lord, if I'm to give him this $500,000, whenever I'm going to close my eyes, and whenever I open my eyes, I pray for a Northern Harrier wild hawk to fly over my head. Now, that's not native to the Hill Country. That is not native at all. He opened his eyes as soon as he prayed that, and he saw more than 9 Northern Harrier wild hawks fly over
wow.
his head.
Wow.
He saw all... He said, okay, I'm doing it. And he immediately gave the money, and we were able to purchase the land at that point.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And then
it is amazing.
And then you purchased the land, and then how long did it take to build the 77-foot cross, and what was the cost of that?
Oh, my goodness. Now I think you're asking me a question I don't know the exact answer to.
Okay.
how long
did it take to build the cross after the land was purchased?
The land, actually, he was building it already.
Okay.
And so already building that at the foundry. And uh-huh. so, but then we got it here, and that was a major ordeal. You know, you can't bring a cord and steel 77.7 foot tall, huge cross just very easily, and so it had to be transported. But it lay on the ground for quite a while after mm-hmm. it was purchased. The atheists mm-hmm. fought it, so there was mm-hmm. a big, huge, empty cross laying on the ground in Texas. And actually, Johnny Sharp, who is the vice president of the Coming King Foundation, he wrote a beautiful song about there's an empty cross laying on the ground. And I'm telling you, it was just, it was heart-wrenching to see it lay on the ground. But after the court cases were won, they were able to resurrect and put that cross up. And it is absolutely magnificent. When you stand and you come up those steps to the sculpture garden, and you look and you see that cross, you are absolutely overwhelmed with mm-hmm. the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And so there's many things happening now. There's not just the cross. But let me tell you just a little bit about the park itself.
Sure.
It's 24.5 acres. And it is located approximately halfway between the Atlantic and the Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. And it's the same latitude as Israel.
Wow.
And it looks a whole lot like the Holy Land. It looks very uh-huh. much like the Holy Land.
I agree.
And it's a... Pardon me?
I said I agree.
Yeah, it does. It's a non-denominational Christian garden park that God inspired. And now there are other sculptures. When you come up the steps of the prayer garden, there's actually a sculpture of a life-size, actually larger than life, of Jesus, the fisher of men, and he's standing there holding the net. And it, when you look at him, it looks like he's just looking right at you.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the Great Commission, which is the world and the Bible in front of it, go into all the world and preach the gospel. We have Jesus washing Peter's feet, the divine servant. And the latest thing to be installed, and we just did this right before our big celebration and dedication on Rosh Hashanah on the 13th. We had the Coming King sculpture was installed, and it is a life-size white horse, Arabian white horse, with a life-size Jesus. Jesus is sitting atop of it, and he has the crown on his head. He has a sword in his hand, and it is absolutely beautiful. You can see Max did such detail on that, inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the holes in the hands of Jesus' feet.
Wow.
You can see it in his hands, in his feet, in his sight.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, it's right straight out of, you know, of course, Revelations, when he talks about, you know, there's fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand, Jesus Christ on a white horse out of Revelations 19:11. And when we just dedicated that, it came just in time for Rosh Hashanah, Jubilee, the end of the Shemitah, all of that, and to dedicate the prayer garden. And it's actually, it is a symbol that you can see with your eyes
mm-hmm.
Prophetically what I believe is going to happen soon, that Jesus is coming. We at our celebration, we had praise and worship right in front of it, and our whole dedication service was right in front of that. The stage was, and mm-hmm. you could look up and see the Jesus on the white horse, and behind it the 77-foot Corten steel cross.
Well, I know it was a great weekend. I had it scheduled on my calendar. It just didn't work out about promoting the dedication last week there. But I know you had mm-hmm. you had an incredible time. And I still want to invite people to go to the garden. And if they How can they look at everything on the internet? What is your web address or what is the info?
It's www.thecomingkingfoundation.org. Thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Thecomingkingfoundation.org. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's located at 520 Benson Drive in Kerrville, Texas, 65 miles west of San Antonio.
And when people go to visit the garden, what do they mostly go there to pray? They look at the cross. What will they be expecting or anticipating?
Well, some people actually just driving by off the interstate and they see that huge cross, they just feel compelled to come. And that we hear that all the time, people going on that interstate that will just come up there. And they don't even know anything about it, and they're getting ministered to. Other people, it's the word is getting out because God is supernaturally moving on that mountain, and people have come from many nations and all the different states, and we are having thousands upon thousands a month come. And what they're many are coming because they are so broken, so hurting, so desperately in need. They're coming up there to pray. And we have 24-hour worship music that plays that worship evangelist Bobby Dindy did that for us. And he puts together all this wonderful worship music, and it just plays 24/7. And people come, and as soon as they get on that mountain, they begin to, you can feel the presence of the Lord. When you open your car door and you get out, you can actually feel the presence of the Lord. We have had, I believe, to date that we know of, documented 17 cases of suicides that have been averted. I was had the honor of praying with one lady that she was had already had her suicide note written out. She already had the gun loaded, and two of her friends, they didn't know she had the gun loaded and suicide note, but they knew that she was really depressed. And they literally went to her house and just said, "You've got to come to the cross." And they actually called and said, "Loretta, can you meet us up here?" She did not want to go. She was not going, but she finally, because they would not quit, she came up to the cross. She had had several, she'd had her son was killed, and she'd been abused and beaten. So many things had happened to her, and she was just, she'd given up. And when she came and she walked onto the property, I was watching her. She was bent over, and she couldn't even raise up, and she was sobbing. And you know, God sovereignly touched that woman. She started reading some prayer scriptures. There's 77 prayer tiles. When you walk on the property, when you go past Jesus, the fisher of men on the right side, you read all these scriptures that lead you all the way up to the inside of the cross, and they're all scriptures about how to get saved. Mm-hmm. When you get inside the cross, there's plaques about how to get saved, how to get healed and receive miracles, how to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and how to be a disciple. And when you come out, you begin the reading the scriptures on the way out that take you out of the park, that tell you how to live the Christian life, how to be a disciple, to go in the world and preach the gospel. She read some of the scriptures, and then she sat down, and we began to pray, Brother Dale. And God touched her up there, totally her free, gave her hope, broke rejection off of her, and that fear and that depression and that grief. And she is serving God today. She's singing and playing worship music at her church. And she told us while we were up there that she already had the suicide note written. She had made up her mind. As soon as they got her home, she went up to the cross to appease her friends. She was going to use the gun, but God intervened. And there's 17 known cases that we know of. Another wonderful thing that people do, just sovereignly, out of the blue, they started doing it. You know, we're in the hill country, and there's lots of rocks. People started picking up these flat rocks, and they would write on these rocks their prayer requests. Some of them, like, you know, "Heal my son of cancer, Lord. Lord, save my marriage." And they would write these rocks, and they started piling them up. We have had to bring in truckloads now of rocks. People are, they're writing down the prayer requests, and they're writing down the answered prayer. They're coming back and writing the answered prayer. And you can walk along this rock prayer path that all the different people's prayers that have come, and then many of them come back and write the answers to it. It's beautiful. people are also, when they pray, and I was a skeptic about this, and I told Max many times, I mean, I have been, was a skeptic, but God did it. They're experiencing the Shekinah glory of God, and it's like little, like gold sparkles that come, like Moses when he came down from the mountain and his face shone with the glory of the Lord, uh-huh. and they had to put a veil on him. There, I mean, it is documented. You can see pictures of it all over our website. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if that's really real, then you've got to show me. And I was already leading worship up there a lot. And I said, Father, if that's really real, I don't want to miss anything you've got. Anything you've got, I want it, Lord. And I was leading worship, and all of a sudden, I felt the heavy presence of God come mm-hmm. very powerfully as we were worshiping. And I felt like the Lord just came up behind me and wrapped his arms around me. When we got through, Brother Dale, a woman that was there in the congregation came up to me and she said, while you were leading worship, Lueta, I saw a vision of the Lord coming up behind you and putting his arms around you. And I said, yes, he did. And they looked at me and I was covered and just like shimmering with like these gold particles that Max Finder even sent in and had them tested. It's a substance that's not even known to this world. And it's happening not just at this guard, but all over the world in many places.
Wow.
And it was absolutely marvelous. People are experiencing that all the time. They're getting healed.
Mm-hmm.
We have many, just at our garden, they had someone that had a paralyzed arm, I believe it was a paralyzed arm, that on our dedication and was healed.
Mm-hmm.
It's constant. Because God is alive, and he is moving, and he answered prayer. He's the same yesterday, today, and ever.
Yeah.
If we call upon the name of the Lord, he will answer.
Yes,
and I'm telling
yes,
you
he will. Well, you know, Lueta, this is just amazing. I remember when I visited there, well, maybe a couple of years ago, how that I knelt there at the foot of the cross and just felt the presence of the Holy Spirit in such an incredible way. And, of course, just visiting with you today here on BPN Radio really puts a desire in my heart to return, maybe even lead prayer, a prayer gathering sometime there, inviting our listeners to come. Because I really sense that is a very anointed parcel of ground. And you continue to add things and continue to, as you said, do the prayer request. But it's all, you know, this ministry, of course, is a ministry of prayer. I'm a preacher. I'm a prophetic voice. But first of all, God called me to pray, and I'm a prayer leader. And so I believe that prayer is a tremendous key. And there's no doubt a definite anointing there on the mountain near Kerrville, Texas. And I just encourage people to go visit the cross. And I will assure you that you will have an encounter. And I guess it's open all the time for people just to come?
Yes, sir. It's open, from 6 a.m. to midnight every day. There's no charge. People come and go all the time. I was up there right before dedication the weekend before, and in 5 minutes, and I'm not exaggerating, in 5 minutes' time, we had 60 people show up. And just being blessed and ministered to. They just stream in and out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And at our dedication, our prayer dedication on Sunday 13th, we had about 1,500 people that came and went through the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we had a powerful time. I was so blessed to be able to preach a message regarding America, and we prayed for America.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had a powerful move of the Holy Spirit and for Israel. We always take time to pray for people, and most of the time we have volunteer prayer chaplains up there that will just pray for you if you desire it.
Uh-huh.
And people may come up there. We have people that come up there on their lunch hour. People that come right now, Bobby Dendy, this worship evangelist that goes and plays this worship music all over the world.
Uh-huh.
Up there right now for several days, just coming and staying up there, basking in God's glory, because I believe there's an open heaven. You know, God's Holy Spirit is everywhere. The Holy Spirit is everywhere. This is just a special place that you can experience the presence of the Lord, and I prayed for many people up there, and there's just something amazing about it, and people come and experience it. And we would love to have you come, Brother Dale, and bring your prayer warriors and come up there and have an event like we did, that dedication. We would love to have you come and visit and bring prayer to the mountain like you pray. That'd be awesome.
Well, I'd love to do it. I really would. And I don't live that far. I'm in Austin, Texas. Our studio's here in Austin, Texas. So it's not that far from Austin. And it's not that far from San Antonio. So, you know, it's just down Interstate 10. So I'd love to do that. And I love to pray. And I know it's about prayer. And I believe that, you know, prayer is our only hope for America. No individual can save us now, but I know it's about prayer. And I'm so thankful to have you on, Lueda, today. And after you pray, I'm gonna play one of your songs. I've got a list of your songs here. And and how can people get your music?
Well, you can go to my website, Lueda.org, Lueada.org. And also, I am on the Impact Network. My TV program airs on Fridays at 12 a.m. and also on Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m. on the Impact Network on Dish TV, Channel 268. But if you go to my website, you can get all that information and about where I'm ministering at and what's going on. And you can also see pictures on there and things that happened at the dedication, and even a video of me having the privilege of on our dedication to baptize a little 10-year-old and 12-year-old little boy, which is a kiss on the phone from me. So anyway, they can go to that at www.lueada.org.
Well, you've done a great job, and it's good to have you on this Saturday. Even though we're a week late, I believe that we're probably right on time. And I'm gonna have you to pray, and then I'm gonna play one of your songs. I've got a selection here. You can tell me. There's A Fountain Filled with Blood, Jesus Is Your Healer, When You Cry, Your Love. You just tell me which one to play, and after you get through praying, then I'm gonna play your song.
Jesus is your healer.
Oh, that's great. All right, Lueda, why don't you pray, however the Holy Spirit leads you.
Father, we just thank you for the honor that we have to call upon your name, to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you that there is power in the name of Jesus. I thank you there's still power in the blood of Jesus to set every captive free, every person that may be listening right now that's bound up in drugs or alcohol or depression or pornography, whatever it may be, Lord, generational sins and curses. I thank you there is still power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. I thank you, Lord, there's still miraculous power to heal the sick in body and brokenhearted. Father, your word says that that you will, if we call upon your name, that you will answer. So, Father, right now I pray for everyone, Lord, that needs to be set free. In the name of Jesus Christ, every bondage broken, every addiction broken, depression broken, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now I speak to you. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free in the name of Jesus. Right now I pray that everybody that's sick in body would be healed by the stripes of Jesus, Father God. The Son of God is arisen with healing in his wings, Father God, and we declare healing to everybody and every symptom to go in the name of Jesus. And Father, for everyone that does not know you yet as the Savior and Lord of their lives, I pray right now that they would ask you into their hearts, just pray in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Lord. I give you my life. I give you my past. I give you my present. I give you my future. I ask that you come in, that you'd wash me and forgive me and be the Lord of my life. Change me and give me a brand new start. I turn my back on the devil and everything he stands for, and I turn to you, Jesus. Take over my life. Now, Father, I pray for the body of Christ that we would arise and align, that this is our finest hour to shine for you. This is the greatest day we have ever known before, to put in the sickle and reap and be the salt and the light. And Father God, we just are sons of Issachar and know the times and the seasons and what we ought to do. And Father, we seek your face. We pray for this nation. And Lord, we rise up to fulfill our calling and our destiny and to be your hands and feet, your eyes and ears to this nation and to the world. We will go into all the world and preach the gospel and put in the sickle and reap. In your precious name, amen.
Okay, Lueda Raschke, so delighted to have you on today. And your passion for prayer is quite evident. And once again, I encourage people to get your music and also to visit the cross near Kerrville, Texas. And because I believe that the cross, that is where the message begins. And I'm so thankful for the message of the cross. I'm so thankful that Max Griner and people like yourself have fought a good fight in order to develop that place where people can come and pray and be healed, set free. And so we're going to play your song, Jesus the Healer. Thank you for being on today.
Thank you, sir. My honor.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jesus understands what you're going through. He's been touched with every feeling that's touching you. He bore stripes upon his back he could take your pain. Just reach out and claim your healing now. In Jesus' name. Jesus is your healer. His power still the same as when he walked in Galilee and healed the sick and lame. Reach out and touch his garment. He will make you whole. Jesus is your healer, and his healing flows. No matter where you are, the one who heals can see. And one touch from Jesus' nail-scarred hands is all you need. When you ask of him, he will answer with, I will. You will find his healing power is flowing still. Jesus is your healer. His power still the same as when he walked in Galilee and healed the sick and lame. Reach out and touch his garment. Is your healer, as healing flows.
Jesus is your healer.
Jesus is your healer.
His power is still the same as when he walked in Galilee.
When he walked in Galilee
and healed the sick and lame. Reach out and touch his God.
Just reach out.
He will make you whole.
He will make you. Jesus is your healer.
Let his healing flow.
Reach out and touch his garment.
Reach out and touch his garment.
He will make you whole.
Jesus is your healer.
Let his healing flow.
Okay, there you have Lueta Rashke. You're on BPN today. It's been a joy to have her on the broadcast talking about the cross and their ministry there in Kerrville, Texas, the Coming King Foundation. And, wow, I've been there. And this will be a wonderful day on this Saturday or tomorrow, Sunday, this weekend. If you're anywhere near Kerrville, Texas, be a great time to go visit the Cross, the Coming King Foundation there in Kerrville, Texas. You cannot miss it. 77 feet high. And Father, we just come to the Cross today here on BPN Radio, praying for the sick, praying for those who need a healing Jesus, a physical healing. We know, Lord, that you are our healer, and we pray for the sick right now. We ask, Lord, that you touch people that need you, and maybe they prayed many, many prayers. Maybe they've done all they know how to do, but, Lord, I ask that you heal them in Jesus' name. And I pray for those who are emotionally in need of healing. Their mind, will, and emotions. Maybe there's an addiction to some type of prescription drugs, whatever it may be. Lord, we ask that you heal them and touch them and minister to them. Those who have broken hearts because of what they've been through, they've been betrayed, and they've been hurt, they've been wounded on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, wherever it may be. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you pour in wine and oil here on this Saturday on BPN Radio, and that you minister to them in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, for those that do not know you. They are not, they're not saved. They've never came to the cross to ask forgiveness of their sins. And if you don't know the Lord, if you've never accepted Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, you can do it. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. And so would you just say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I do believe that you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross for my sins, that you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And if you said that prayer, believed in your heart that God raised his Son Jesus from the dead, then you are in his kingdom. And I want to be the first to congratulate you today. Find a Bible-believing, Spirit-led, Spirit-filled church that you can attend. And be discipled there and follow the plan, the wonderful plan that he has for you. Well, wow, it's been a great day here on this Saturday. And I want to welcome almost 1,100 churches that are part of the Breakout Prayer Network, over 700 cities, and believing for 1,000 prayer leaders. And if you are a prayer leader and you're not a part of our network, you can be by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. And you can go to the box where it says 1,000 prayer leaders, and we will include you in our list that we send out. And we I'll include you in my emails that I send out every week, a list of prayer requests that you can include in your weekly or daily prayers. And by the way, if you would like to receive a daily prayer from me, you can go to letspray.america.com. There's no commas there, just letspray.america.com. And you can sign up there on the home page and put in your name, your email address, and if you want to include the name of your church, your city, that would be good too. And we will recognize you on our map. And if you want to look at all of the cities that are praying with us on our map across America and around the world, you can just go to letspray.america.com and click on the map. And if you would like to participate in any of the past broadcasts that we have here on BPN since last November, you can go to our archives or listen again and at bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Look at the headphones there where it says listen again. You can click on and listen again to any of the broadcast, the interviews that we have done for, since last November. I know you'll be blessed. If you want to make a donation, a contribution to BPN Radio or Breakout Prayer Network, your gifts are tax deductible, and all you have to do is go to BPN Radio. BPN Radio stands for Breakout Prayer Network. BPNRadio.com. Click on the bottom of the page there where it says donate, and you can use your credit card, your debit card. You can use your PayPal, or you can make a check to Breakout Prayer Network. And if you desire to do that, you can send it to P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709, 78709. And once again, it's been good to have Loretta Rescue on with us today. And if you want to listen to her music, you can certainly do that or purchase her music by just going to Loretta. That is Loueda.org, Louada.org, O-R-G, Loueda Rashke. Been good to have you listening in to BPN Radio. We're going to be back tomorrow at this same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.